Topic 4, Tweedledum. When I was learning to play the piano, my first piece was Tweedledum and Tweedledee. It sounded like this. Tweedledum and Tweedledee. Vibrato is much like this. It's alternating whole step pitches. Let's try it. Step 1, on the E vowel, men begin on the D and E3, women an octave higher. Like this. E. Sing back and forth on the alternating whole steps. E. Step 2, using your hand as director, alternate notes slowly at first. E. Then with your hand, gradually increase the speed. E. Keep up with your fingers exactly. Don't go faster or slower than your fingers direct. E. Step number 3, take a big breath and do step 2 as long as possible. When you run out of air, take a breath and do it as long as your breath will allow. Practice going slow, then speed up until you can't go any faster. Step 4. As you practice these steps, you'll reach a transition point where the vocal cords will begin to take over by themselves. This is the beginning of your natural vibrato. As your vocal cords start taking over, let them. You'll notice that the peaks and valleys of the undulation seem smaller. It no longer feels as if you're alternating between two whole steps. That's okay. You can hear the swing of the alternating pitches embodied in the vibrato. However, the vibrato is heard as a whole tone. If the vocal cords are going too fast on their own, slow them down by taking back the control. If they're too slow, take control and speed them up again. They need more samples to memorize. Vibrato is not a trill. Here's what a trill sounds like. As your vibrato is alternating between two pitches, the vibrato spins above the pitch. This is the pitch. And the bottom note is the pitch we hear in the vibrato. In other words, the vibrato doesn't oscillate below the pitch. If this happens, the vibrato slows and dips below the pitch. This causes the pitch to go flat. And this becomes a wobble. And as mentioned, if it gets going too fast, becomes the tremolo. Topic 5, she. Step 1, very quietly say she on this 5-tone scale, descending scale like this. She, 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 she. Men start on the F sharp 3, ladies an octave higher. She, 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 she. she. Repeat the she softly on each note, repeating it 5 times rapidly on the bottom note, and hold it with a small vibrato. She. Shake your voice slightly if you need to, just long enough to help the vibrato get started. She. The she mimics the alternating pressures at the vocal cord level. She. And helps start the vibrato. Step 2, hold back on the amount of air you are pushing out. Literally, use less air to start the vibrato and keep holding it back as you sustain it. Use just enough to keep the tone consistent. This will help the vocal cords and air balance while learning to start the vibrato and sustain it. She. I'm not pushing too much air. She. Step 3. Move up a half step and repeat. And up another half step and repeat. And up another half step and repeat. Stay soft and hold back the amount of air you're using. She. I'll play the notes for the ladies. Men, you sing an octave lower. As you sustain the vibrato, use your hand to help you speed it up or slow it down. Take a big enough breath to be able to sustain it long enough for the vocal cords to memorize the feeling. Commit this to your nervous system. Breathe and repeat. Feel it, hear it, repeat it, memorize it. Topic 6. Gi. Step 1. Very quietly say gi on this 5-tone ascending scale like this. Gi 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 gi. Men start on the B flat 2. Ladies start an octave higher. Gi 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 gi. Repeat the gi on each note, repeating the 3 times rapidly on the top note, and hold it with a small vibrato and come back down. Gi 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 gi. Be sure and hold the bottom note with vibrato. If needed, shake your voice slightly, only long enough to help the vibrato get started. If you do it too loud or try and belt it, your cords will clamp tight and the vibrato will not start. Often the vibrato will just start as you're running out of your breath and stopping. Be aware of this. That's your vocal cords taking over as you begin relaxing. You hear it right at the end there. It was doing it by itself. Start again and allow your cords to relax. Each time, try and sustain the vibrato longer. Step 2, as you do the above, hold back on the amount of air you're pushing out. Take a big enough breath to sustain it for 5 to 10 seconds. While using very little of the air. Step three, practice the above exercise and move up twice, one half step at a time. I'll play the men's pitches starting on the B flat 2. Ladies, you sing an octave higher. Ready? Begin. Good job. By now, you've probably started feeling at least a small vibrato. Don't worry if your vibrato didn't start this time, though, or that it isn't perfect yet. Repeat this lesson until you begin to feel the vibrato starting in your voice. If nothing happens this time, it may take several times through for your vibrato to start. As you're working through lesson one, stay relaxed and calm. There's no hurry or rush. Patience will help vibrato come easier. After you begin feeling the vibrato and can sustain it for 5+ seconds, then go on to lesson two. Lesson two will help you to improve your vibrato. Maybe it's too slow or too fast. Maybe your breathing needs work. Perhaps you can't sustain it as long as you'd like. Lesson two will cover this and more. I'll see you inside lesson two.